Good evening and welcome to this week's edition of 90.7 Perspectives on WVAS. I'm your host, Rob Taylor. It is Wednesday, and of course, we are live on the air. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to dial us up. Coming up on tonight's program, a Lowndes County man will be in the studio tonight sharing his message of actions and consequences and conflict resolution. Hainville native Alfonso Green is a free man now after spending more than 5 years in jail. Green was acquitted of murder while behind bars. He was facing life in prison, but Green says his time in prison has changed his life. And he will be joined in the studio by a woman he calls his Shiro. That's right, Shiro. His attorney, Sherry Mazur. And she has her own story, by the way, about why she believed in him and what she lost on the road to defending her client. And now sitting with him outside jail house. Alfonso, I want to begin with you and take a moment and tell your story. And I'll probably jump in there from time to time with a question, but what happened that landed you in jail, and how did you end up spending so much time in jail before you were released?
I was falsely accused. I was locked up for 3 capital murder charges. Got dropped down to murder. I spent 46 months in a lockup cell. I fought for my life. I was representing my own self. The lawyer that I had did nothing for me. Mm-hmm. Everything I filed according to law was correct. They denied everything that I had. After 5 years and 3 months of being incarcerated, I got out and they still had me up on a $100,000 bond. And just by a miracle, I went to a bail's bondman. I told him I had no money. And he ended up referring me, giving me a card. And it happened to be Miss Mazur. And I went in, I told my story, and I told Ms. Mazur, if you just look at my case, you'll know that I'm innocent. I said, I never had nobody to fight for me. She read it, and out of 22 motions that I filed, she reached in a bag and pulled out the very main the motion, which was the speedy trial motion. And I cried, she cried, I mean, the whole office cried. I cried so much till they bypassed the fact that I keep a towel all the time, so they went to get me some napkin, but they never looked for nobody else. Mm-hmm. And the hardest part about this is the victim family never got justice. My family never got justice. And they never looked for nobody. All the police that took the stand, they said that they never looked for nobody else. 10 times out of 5 years and 3 months. And I had to deal with that. I had to explain to my kids, your daddy coming home, but I can't give them no date. And I had to watch them go out. My kid told me one time.
It's okay, Alfonso, it's okay. And if you need me to take a break, we can do that. All right, so I'll tell you what, Milt, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll continue more right here with Alfonso Green right here on WVAS. Sherry, so how did you all meet and come together?
So I had just opened up my law practice. I had only been open for about a month. I had just left prosecuting at the Montgomery DA's office here. The fact that he was even able to find me is kind of amazing. I hadn't been advertising. He didn't have an appointment. He walked in off the street, and he shouldn't have been released. He had been accidentally released from the jail. But in the meantime, he came into my office and told me his story, and I had dealt with thousands of defendants at that point in time on the state side, so I was very skeptical. And so I had this man walk into my office and tell me he was innocent. And, you know, at first, everything in me said, oh, how many times have we heard this? But as soon as I started looking at the case and talking to him further, and we probably talked for almost 2 hours that day. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the conversation, I knew he was innocent. And it was the first time in my life I'd felt that. But I just knew. Everything in me told me that this man is innocent. And so I said to him, well, how much money do you have in your pocket? And I think you had, what, $8? $13?
I had $13.
$13.
$13, man.
I said, give me 5. That way you have enough to get home.
And she wasn't talking about a high five. She talking about a $5 bill. And that sent me back into crying mode. I couldn't stop crying, man.
In November of 2017, the Montgomery County Board of Education voted 5-2 not to sell the school and to end the contract with Pike Road. Recently, the Alabama Education Association filed a lawsuit to block the sale of Georgia Washington Middle School to the Pike Road school system. A few years ago, Pike Road separated from Montgomery County school system. The lawsuit argues that the interim state superintendent, Ed Richardson, acted outside his authority when he announced the sale of the school to Pike Road. Thank you all so very much for stopping by this evening.
Well, I would like to say certainly we thank you for the invite and have the opportunity to be here to address those actions that have been taken by the state superintendent.
Oh, Mr. Porterfield, let me start with you then. Can Georgia Washington Middle School in Montgomery be saved?
Well, I really do believe so. Thanks to the work of Dr. Stokes and the AA Association, we were able to at least put a halt on that at this point in time. Hopefully, moving forward, then looking at the legalities, we will be able to save the school. Certainly, the board voted, as you mentioned, 5-2. Not to sell based on the feasibility study. Okay. And certainly the feasibility study was not in the best interest of the students, the community, as well as the parents of that district. So we voted not to disenfranchise the children in that area.
What about you, Ms. Smith? Can George Washington be saved?
Well, I have a belief that anything can be saved, and I'm definitely in the belief that George Washington can be saved. And we'd like to thank Mr. Stokes and his team for being passionate about the students, because what people don't know is AEA does not only look out for teachers, but they also are concerned about the student success as well. So we're happy to partner with them and for them to be a part of what we're doing. And I assure you that the George Washington community is equally as elated as we are.
Let's go back to the phone lines. I believe Representative Mary Moore is on the line. Representative Moore, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you so much for accepting my call, and I was listening. And I want to confirm everything that you say they did in Birmingham and more. They did not come into Birmingham for academics. Even though Ed Richardson, because the school board would not support him coming, he went to AIC, and AIC worked with Richardson to take our accreditation from us. The reason they came into Birmingham was because our superintendent did not know how to write a recovery plan for the reserve. They did all of the same thing they're doing in Montgomery. Plus, in 2014, after Ed Richardson left Birmingham, the state auditor came to the Birmingham School Board to let them know that every contract that Ed Richardson and the superintendent we had then entered into was illegal. So I applaud you all for fighting. Continue to fight, because he's there to destroy the Montgomery school system the same way he came into Birmingham and Huntsville.
Thank you very much. I'd hate to get in there,
more.
But I want to hear this part. They come to us as wolves dressed in sheep clothing. They pretend to come to help, but they have come to destroy. And certainly we can see that. I appreciate you calling in and letting us know that the same thing they have already done in Birmingham, they are attempting to do right here in Montgomery. But we are aware of those wolves dressed in sheep clothing.
We'll talk with State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey. He is in the studio to talk about his new role in the state's education process and moving forward with the MPS intervention. You were quoted as calling the advanced review the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
When people hear
and
this.
It was,
thing.
But.
You know, yeah. I think when some people heard that, they were like, wow.
Yeah.
You got that.
Well, really? Let me say this. It got my attention, too. Mm-hmm. It is the worst. I've never seen one with so many red cells. you know, it was not good. Mm-hmm. But here's kind of the analogy I've been using. It's like I'm driving down the road, and I see a dump truck stopped up ahead, and it's, you know, it's lost its load of bricks or something, and I'm speeding toward it. Well, if I keep speeding toward it, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that. We're a long way from that truck. We got plenty of time to put the brakes on and go around it. And that's what Montgomery County is going to do. That's what the board's committed to do. That's what Dr. Moore's committed to do. That's what I'm committed to help them do. So I think that's the main thing. We saw that truck out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guilty of saying it's the worst I've seen, because that was the worst truck wreck I'd seen that we'd run up on it, and it's not good. But what's so important, I think people have missed that second part, that we're not going to hit that truck. We're gonna take time. We're gonna do what's right and go around it. It's not going to affect our students. Nobody's going to graduate from an unaccredited high school. I mean, we're gonna put whatever time and effort into it takes to make sure that does not happen.